Clinics, brought to you by Topeka Spur Kenilworth Centre. Call them on 021 671 6191.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
22 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Now we move along to our next feature. Of course, this week between the 16th of September to the 20th of September marks National Wills Week. And of course, we've seen during this time many law firms as well as financial institutions are willing to draw up basic wills for free. But of course, you know, we also understand, and I just happen to see some of the stats coming through, that over 70% of working South Africans don't, in fact, have a will. So to stress to us the importance this morning, as well as share to us or share with us in terms of, you know, being Sharia compliant and, you know, in terms of wills, we are joined, and the requirements that are needed by Muslims, we are joined online by Sheikh Dr. Munir Abdurrauf from the Faculty of Law, Department of Criminal Justice and Procedure at the University of the Western Cape. Sheikh Dr. Munir, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Now, of course, you know, it is National Wills Week. We've heard adverts, we've seen this in the media as well. Firstly, you know, just to explain to us in terms of the importance of having to draw up a will.
Yes, shukran for the question. The South African context is not something which is quite unique around the world. In the event where a person passes away without their will, it is referred to as intestate, right? So normally, we'll find that the law of the country or a certain piece of statute or legislation will find application. In South Africa, we have the Intestate Succession Act 81 of 1987. Now, that piece of legislation or that act automatically applies to any person who dies without leaving a will. Now, there are certain rules that would apply depending on whether a person has a spouse or whether a person has children and so forth. However, the distribution is not in conformity with Sharia. Mm. And I would like to also just emphasize why it is important for a Muslim at least to draft a will in order to ensure that the will is in conformity with Sharia, by making use of this time when the law firms in South Africa would assist with drafting the basic Sharia law.
Now, Sheikh, you know, we understand that once someone passes away, it's a very emotional time. Of course, the process then to wind up estates then becomes, you know, a very contentious issue as well. Like you've mentioned, the Interstate Succession Act isn't exactly Sharia compliant. So if you could, you know, help us understand, in terms of a Muslim dies without a will, what then happens?
Yeah, if a person dies without a will, the first thing that would happen is that the Intestate Succession Act would find application, and that would be the distribution of the estate. It is not in compliance with Sharia, which is problematic. It goes against what Allah says in the Quran in chapter 4, verses 11, 12, and 176. Are the primary verses of inheritance in the Quran, which is quite problematic. What can, however, happen is that if the person passes away without the will, the beneficiaries who inherit in terms of the Intestate Succession Act can then redistribute the estate in terms of Sharia, but it's not certain as to whether or not that will find application. And therefore, my motivation is that if a person is by the means, and currently there are opportunities available, to draft a will that is Sharia compliant, he should do so, or she should do so, as soon as possible. And it basically, a Sharia compliant will would state the following. It would state that at the time of my death, I would want, and this is the general clause, that my estate should be distributed in terms of Islamic law of succession. And for purposes of this clause, an institution like the Muslim Judicial Council or an Islamic law expert with a degree in Islamic law will then ascertain who my lawful beneficiaries are at the time of my death, and that would be binding on my estate. So that is the general clause. And that would ensure that when you pass away, the Interstate Succession Act 81 of 1987 will not find application, but however, the laws as per the Sharia will find application as is required by all Muslims.
All right. Now, in terms of someone is listening in this morning, they've realized, oh, you know what, I have a will drawn up. What is the process to follow in terms of drawing up your Sharia-compliant will?
Yeah, I would advise you then just to do a Google search. You can go on the Legal Practice Council website, or you can give them a call, and they would have a list of the various law firms in the Western Cape and in South Africa that is participating in Wills Week. Then you can just look at a firm that is close by to you, give them a call, and then arrange to have your will drafted. When you do give them a call, just advise them that you would like to have a Sharia compliant will, so they can prepare accordingly. Like, and Sharia compliant will is quite simple. However, if you have a more detailed will, maybe you might have a wasiyah, or you might have a bequest and so forth, then maybe before going to the lawyer, just confirm with your imam in the area or a qualified Islamic scholar as to this is what I would like to do, is it Sharia compliant? And when you do go to the attorney on the day, you can then inform him or her that I would like to have maybe a request in favor of this person and that person. Yeah.
Sheikh, as well, you know, it's very common we hear that, you know, people advise, yes, draw up a will. If you can't, you know, get to a lawyer or someone, just make sure that you have something on paper in the event that you pass away or something happens. If you, at home, you know, just scribble down something in terms of whatever you do have under your name that you would like to give off to your spouse, your children, etc., does that piece of paper, that document, you know, count as well?
Yeah, that will also count. However, there are certain legal requirements in terms of the Will Act. It must be drafted in a certain way, it must be signed in a certain way, and it must be attested to by witnesses who are not of a certain age and also who are not beneficiaries in terms of the will. If all the requirements are met, then yes, you can do so. However, people normally go to lawyers because they know the requirements, and they will ensure that when you do pass away, the will be accepted by the Master of the High Court and will not be rejected. So in principle, our answer is yes, but I can't confirm that the will be compliant with South African law requirements.
All right. And then, of course, you know, if we think about it, okay, fine, we have our will drawn up, that's all good and well, so I'm ready. But how important is it to review your will, and when should it be done?
Yeah. Redrafting the will is not really a requirement unless you have changed your wasiyah. That is now your bequest. So what happens is when a person passes away, you can divide your estate into three. So it's the gross estate, that is now the estate prior to any deductions. All your liabilities must then be deducted as a first claim against your estate. So let's say this is 100,000 and the 10,000 would be the liabilities. On the remaining 90,000 rand, that is now the net estate, you are then entitled to bequeath up to one-third of that in favor of an institution, in favor of any person that does not inherit in terms of Islamic law. So that is basically where you can then put that into the will. The remaining two-thirds, right, that is now the 60,000 rand, must be distributed in terms of Islamic law, as per the Quran and the Sunnah. So that is where the clause states that an institution like the Muslim Judicial Council should then draft the Islamic distribution certificate stating that who were my lawful heirs at the time of my death. Do not state in your will who your heirs are, which means that if you have another son or another daughter or another wife, it does not become problematic because it's only at the time of your death that the Islamic distribution certificate will be drafted and executed. However, if you do change your mind and you no longer want to give like one-third or anything less than one-third to this institution, or you want to change the beneficiary, then you would have to revise the will and have it changed. If that is not done, it would mean that when you pass away, that bequest or wasiyah will still go to that institution.
Okay, Sheikh. And on a final note, you know, in terms of just speaking to our listeners, the importance of drawing up a will, I'm sure they now understand, but to actually get going and doing it, you know, some words of encouragement for them.
Yeah, my words of advice is during this time where the world offer freeze, make use of the opportunity, and I would advise you just to go back to the Quran, chapter 4, that is now Surah An-Nisa, verse number 13. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the instance where a person decides not to apply the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that verse is very scary. So read those three verses, 11, 12, and then 13 as the end verse there. And after you have read that, I would basically ensure yourself that you will go and have your will drafted. I'm sure that many people have drafted the will so far, but I've also heard you stated that about 70% of Africans have not drafted will. That is quite scary, especially for Muslims. And we constitute plus minus 1% of the South African community. So if you read verse number 13, it states there, whoever disobeys Allah and his messenger and transgresses the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a very scary fate for him or her. So my advice would be to do the right thing, draft the Islamic will, and once you have passed on, you have other things to worry about. You have to worry about the year after and not worry about what is left behind of your estate.
All right. Well, Sheikh Dr. Munir Abdurrauf, we thank you for your time as well as your expertise this morning on this matter. Go well. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And that was Sheikh Dr. Munir Abdurrauf, UWC Faculty of Law, Department of Criminal Justice and Procedure. They're speaking to us in terms of the importance of drawing up your Sharia compliant will.